All right, we're back here in Manitowoc. It is Silver Lake College, the opponent tonight. And in our player spotlight here at halftime is Tyler Ouellette, the pride of Escanaba High School. How's it going, man?
Good. How about you?
Hey, pretty good, man. The holidays treat you okay?
Yeah, it was nice seeing family. I mean, I live in Escanaba, so I see him quite often, but the break was nice.
Yeah, I mean, because you still had basketball, but you didn't have the, you know, study table and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, break from classes was huge. That's a lot. Like, classes and basketball is a lot at the same time, so just being able to play basketball is nice.
All right, so you were the first guy that got interviewed the first night when we played Marinette at home, right?
Yes, I was. That was a while ago.
Yeah, so what do you think has gone since then? What's changed? What maybe surprised you a little bit about basketball, being in college, and all that?
I think our improvement has been crazy. You know, that first game is a learning curve. The first couple of games is a learning curve for us, and ever since then, we've been playing really well. So,
and how about for you learning to be a college student and adjusting to time management and all that? It's totally different from what you have in high school.
Yeah, time management is huge because we go practice and study hall or practice and work out every day, so it's huge to manage your classwork with that too. So,
now, you obviously saw the ball quite a bit playing for Tracy Hudson and Escanaba. You had the ball in your hands a lot, but different here in college. You've stepped up your game a little bit. How do you compare the high school ball to what you're playing now here?
Oh, it's way different because, you know, this team is full of, like, everyone. High school is, like, their best player. You know, they're all, like, the best player on their team. So at first it was hard to, like, everyone meshing, and because we're all usually the ones with the ball in the hands in high school, so being able to mesh was huge.
And then the length of the games, I don't think people realize just how much different it is from 8-minute quarters, 32 minutes, to a 40-minute game. Well, that's not that big of a deal.
It is, especially the court. The court's longer. It took a while at first to get used to that. So, yeah, you add the minutes, 8 extra minutes, and then the longer court. So, yeah, you got to get in condition for that and get in shape.
You enjoying this whole thing? Maybe when you signed, you didn't really know what to expect. Are you enjoying this decision?
I am, yeah. When I signed way back in high school, I had no idea what to expect, especially the first year program. Everything's new, but yeah, so far, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Have you felt any extra pressure, Tyler, being that you're the only Escanaba boy and playing here at home on your home court with, you know, everyone here, all the people you know?
No, not really. It's kind of just like Esky. I mean, same people are coming to watch, so no, not a lot of pressure.
So you got to see the Eskimos play. What do you think of Tracy's team?
Oh, I like them. They're young, but Ryan's leading that group. He's doing a good job, and yeah, it's cool to watch my brother play now. But no, yeah, I think they're doing well.
You know, when I first met your brother, I didn't think he was an athlete at all in anything.
Yeah, he is. He is in his own way. How about that?
But you know, he's gotten better, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. I like how he's improved. He's lost a lot of weight, actually. So, but yeah, he's doing well. He's doing well.
And so the Eskimo team, they beat Negaunee the other night. So I don't know, you and Dre have any bets on that?
No. We went up to the one in Negaunee the first game of the year too. So no bets, but it's cool watching that because it's cool because we played each other in those games last year. And now we go to them together, so it's pretty sweet.
It is. It's taking some getting used to for you to be playing with guys that you played against, though, eh?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, like Marcus, Dre, I played all those guys like twice a year. So yeah, it was really cool though getting to know them, and now we're on the same team.
Okay, so academically, how did things go for you in the semester?
Good, A's and B's. So yeah, I was happy with how I did. So yeah.
And again, you learned that you don't study, you don't go to class, you're not gonna go for it.
Yeah, people think it's you can just skip school, and especially when you're college, because like class isn't like a set time. You know, every day it's not the same, so it could be easy to just not go, but you have to.
Yeah, not every instructor has an attendance policy. Some could care less if you're there or not, right?
Yeah, exactly. The teachers, they didn't care if you came. Like, they don't care if you fail. So, yeah, you gotta go and study.
Okay, so what are you studying, Tyler? How's that part going? You still have another year, of course.
Yeah, I'm majoring in business administration. No, it's going really good. Yeah, I'm enjoying it right now.
All right, I'll let you say hi to whoever you think might be listening back home.
My parents, for sure. My girlfriend is going to be listening, and Just all the friends and family that are listening.
Pretty much all of Escanaba.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, T. Will, good job, man.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Tyler Willett, everybody, in our player spotlight. We're back with more on Bay College Radio in just a moment. Bay College Radio with Maverick 106.